Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the roads, it is awfully fun sometimes to look at what's happening with other people. I remember years ago when I was an intern at WGN, one of the people came in and they were like, when I was stuck in traffic today, I saw a guy just, he had a guitar and he was just singing full on, you know, because it was stop and go traffic. So he was just strumming his guitar and singing.
How do you fit the guitar between you and the steering wheel?
I don't know. Maybe he had the seat back a little bit, but he was like, he was just, or maybe it was a ukulele. I don't know. But seeing things that people do, apparently, I guess this is National Distracted Driver Month.
Really?
And I learned that while looking at my phone while driving, right? they talked about how distracted people are when it comes to driving. 86% of drivers admit to being distracted by technology. And now, on some of these cars, the technology, doesn't even have to be your phone. It could be what's provided by your car.
Right.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
How much there is.
Luckily, most people don't know how to use 90% of
right.
it.
Right. Or you get in a crash because you're like, why I'm pushing this, it doesn't work. But some of the things people say they do getting ready while driving. Kitty, I know a lot of times you're probably putting on lipstick and stuff right?
So important. Radio.
Yeah. Eating while driving. I definitely have been guilty of that. Are you a driving, eating person?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty damn good at it. I can eat a slice of pizza. I've eaten oatmeal. Now, the key to the oatmeal is
You've eaten oatmeal while driving, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I used to do it all the time. I would make it and then run out the door and then come here. And then, you know, then...
On the way. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then sometimes the residue would, like, freeze into the glass and it was annoying.
So, is there a trick to...
Well, I always had it in a mug because it was easier to hold.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
With one hand.
Did you then drink it or did you have a spoon?
No,
going
I had
still?
A spoon.
Oh, my God. Some of the other things that they say, some people say they've eaten barbecued ribs or a hot bowl of soup while driving.
I mean, I've definitely had regrets where, like, suddenly the steering wheel has jelly donut on it.
God. What about...
And then I think I better wipe that off before Mike uses this car because he'll know I ate a jelly donut then.
Yeah,
evidence
exactly.
is there.
Do you have... This is always the thing. A lot of people have talked about this. The problem of... When the French fry falls your legs.
Or no, in between the seats. If it's just in between the legs, then you can, I mean.
Right, but you got to kind of dig in there. It's a little dangerous.
I was more wondering, do you just, when it falls between the seats, do you just think, oh, it's not going to like spoil and smell bad? Because last year I sold my car. I traded it in and got nothing for it, basically, 50 cents.
Yeah.
I had more in the car and change that had fallen under the seats than I got for the car.
Did you find French fries in there?
Oh, yeah. They were petrified. I mean, they, you know.
The real question was, how did they taste?